My mom has to work hard to keep the house clean. We still make a mess, even when we're careful.
Your mom keeps the house clean, and Jesus keeps your heart clean. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. I'm so glad that you're listening today. Let's get started. Every couple weeks, I take my car down to the car wash to clean it up. I get the outside nice and shiny, and I vacuum the floors and wipe down the dash. But no matter how hard I try to keep it clean, it always gets dirty again. Our hearts can be like that too. Even though Jesus forgives our sin once and for all, we still might have bad attitudes, selfishness, or worry. That's why we go back to Jesus and ask for forgiveness. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you." And now our story for today. It's entitled, "The Secret Vacuum." The broom swished across the kitchen floor as Mom worked to gather the crumbs and dirt from under the table. Ethan, Evan, and Everett sat nearby watching. "Wow, Mom," Everett said. "That's a lot of crumbs." Mom laughed. "That's what happens when three hungry boys live here." She swept everything into a little pile, then walked over to the wall. With a whoosh, the hidden vacuum inside the wall sucked every last crumb away. "Whoa!" Evan's eyes went wide. "Where did it all go?" "It's like a secret vacuum in the wall," Mom explained. "When we built this house, Dad had it installed. All I have to do is sweep dirt close enough, and it's gone." "That's awesome," Ethan said. "So why do you still use the dustpan?" Mom smiled. "Because sometimes I forget about the vacuum. I do all the work scooping up the dirt into the dustpan when the vacuum is right there ready to help." Mom leaned on her broom. "You know," she continued, "that reminds me of Jesus. He's always with us, ready to take our sin, worries, and junk. But sometimes I forget. I try to handle everything on my own, like using the dustpan when the vacuum is right there. Jesus is so much better at handling my mess than I am." "Do you have to keep asking Him to save you over and over?" Everett asked. "No," Mom said gently. "When you put your trust in Jesus, He saves you once and for always. But, like floors that keep getting dirty, our hearts pick up things every day, like bad attitudes, selfishness, or worries. I need to keep bringing those things to Him. Some struggles He takes away for good, others I bring to Him again and again, but He never gets tired of helping me, and He always forgives me when I confess my sins to Him." "So, like the vacuum in our wall, Jesus is always here and always ready to help us, and He's way better at cleaning than we are," said Ethan. "Exactly," Mom said with a grin. "We just have to remember He's with us and bring Him our mess." The boys all nodded. "I like that," Evan said. "And I really like the vacuum." Mom laughed again. "Me too, bub. Me too." Well, how about you? Do you try to clean up life's messes on your own? Or do you bring them to Jesus? Think about one mess you've carried this week. Maybe you got angry with a sibling, struggled with your homework, or had an argument with a friend. Instead of holding it in or working hard to handle it on your own, talk to Jesus. Tell Him about your worries, struggles, and shortcomings. Then trust Him to forgive any wrongs and to help you with difficulties. Our key verse is 1 Peter 5:7.
"Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you."
And our key thought for today, Jesus takes your mess. Hey there, there's still time to join Word with Zach. Stay in God's Word with your Bible and the Keys for Kids devotional for the rest of the summer. Just ask your mom or dad to sign you up at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.